And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of September, 2016. 1452, on this date, the first section of the Gutenberg Bible was finished in Mainz, Germany, by the printer Johannes Gutenberg, considered by some the most important invention of 1,000 years. Mark Twain said, "What the world is today, good and bad, it owes to Gutenberg." It's the birthday of the man who said, "Poetry is a way of looking at the world for the first time." W.S. Merwin, born New York City, 1927, wrote poems at Princeton, often showed his poems to the poet John Barrowman, then a graduate student. Merwin asked how to know if his poems were any good. Barrowman replied, "You can't. You can never be sure. You die without knowing." W.S. Merwin lives in Hawaii, in a house built on an old pineapple farm where he preserves many native plants, particularly palm trees. Merwin, who said, "On the last day of the world, I would want to plant a tree." It's the birthday of the man who said, "Life is a moderately good play with a badly written third act." Truman Capote, born New Orleans, 1924, author of Breakfast at Tiffany's, author of In Cold Blood. And it's the birthday of the writer Elie Wiesel, born in a small village in Transylvania, 1928. When he was 15, he and his family were taken to Auschwitz, his mother, sister, father, all killed before the war was over. He survived the camp. He couldn't write about it for 10 years. Finally, his mentor, François Mauriac, persuaded Wiesel to write about the war, and he wrote his memoir called Night. It came out in 1955. It's become one of the most widely read books about the Holocaust. He wrote about being marched with other prisoners past a gallows where the Nazis had hung three persons, two men who were no longer alive, but the third rope was still moving. A child, too light to be hanged, was still breathing. So he remained writhing before our eyes, and we were forced to look at him at close range. Behind me, I heard a man asking, "For God's sake, where is God?" And from within me, I heard a voice answer, "Where is he? This is where, hanging here from this gallows." Here's a poem by W.S. Merwin on his birthday, "Old Man at Home Alone in the Morning." There are questions that I no longer ask, and others that I have not asked for a long time, that I return to and dust off and discover that I'm smiling. And the question has always been me, and that it is no question at all, but that it means different things at the same time. Yes, I am old now, and I am the child. I remember what are called the old days, and there is no one to ask how they became the old days. And if I ask myself, there is no answer. So, this is old, and what I have become. And the answer is something I would come to later when I was old, but this morning is not old, and I am the morning in which the autumn leaves have no question as the breeze passes through them and is gone. A poem by W.S. Merwin, "Old Man at Home Alone in the Morning," from his collection Garden Time, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.